5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
I like to shoot my 22. Somehow it seems to always trigger you. I pray to God you think that's odd, 'cause you say he don't exist. So why are you so pissed? I'm offended. You're offended. Let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer. We can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight.
We ain't gonna scream and yell though, are we?
It depends on if Vinny doesn't get off his phone or not.
I'm waiting for it to start.
Wait, you're on your... Whoa, Vinny's in Peter Brady mode. I love that. His voice.
Yeah.
He's gone from Little Vinny to, he's almost to Big Vinny, but he's in Peter Brady form
Medium
today.
Vinny.
Yeah. Does he do that a lot? Like, time to change.
Not that bad.
No? But sounds like you're turning into a Gould voice, Vinny Gould. How are you, sir?
He is the pretty carrier good of the name.
Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty good? How's school going?
It's going all right. It's not that much now.
All right.
It's pretty easy to do.
So Vinny's here, and we call him Vincenzo Vinny. The legacy, right?
Yeah.
The political legacy of the Gould family. And of course, District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould is here as well. We always have to play I'm Offended by John Rich for Ron Gould. It's Friday, February 8th, the last show, until the time changes, but we don't change time anymore on this show.
Oh, so we're gonna go to noon then?
No, we don't do that anymore. No, Hannity starts at noon.
Oh yeah?
So we used to go to noon, or I don't know, the whole thing used to get all shifted around, and now we have 2.0, we'll go to 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll start at 11, so it'll go 2.0, 1.0, instead of 1.0, 2.0.
So Larry will have to get up and walk the dogs earlier then?
I don't know about his personal habits like that, but I leave that to Larry. Larry can do whatever he wants with that. I don't think they're puppies anymore either, right?
I wouldn't think so.
No. I know he had either golden retrievers or labs, but anyway, yeah, don't call in Larry and correct me on that. So we don't need to know. You can tell them in Speak Out 2.0. So anyway, Ron Gould is here, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But first, I want to talk about Chowderfest.
Sure.
Tomorrow. You know about this?
I do.
That young lady in the next room, Marissa June, she's playing at Chowderfest.
What's she playing?
Guitar.
Oh.
She, Chucky Bumps and the Crocodiles. She's one of them she's one of the baby crocodiles.
Oh, cool.
She's probably the baby crocodile. I know she's the youngest on the stage.
My Ron Jr. used to take guitar lessons from him once upon a time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how she started.
Oh, yeah? Interesting.
So, yeah, I think they go on at 2:30 or 3, and then they'll have the horn section and everything.
Wow.
Then. So 2:30. 3:30. No, 2:30. 2:30. Okay. 2:30. My dad used to say that's when it's time to go to the dentist.
We're getting hand signals from the command booth.
Right? 2:30, when your tooth hurty, get it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my dad's joke. So it was one of his favorites.
My dad's was nothing good happens after punkin' hour.
What is that? Oh, after midnight.
Yeah.
Ah, we should play after midnight just for Ron Gould's father.
Yeah.
Or Vinny's grandfather, right?
I'm Vinny's grandfather. So
great grandfather. You
yeah
are Vinny's grandfather.
I am.
My bad. I always think, you know, you are.
We do have a close personal relationship.
I'm not going to go there. I was going to go there, and I'm not going to go there. So I got a choice cut for Ron today, and I'm going to play it later in the show. It's RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right? And I think he's going to run as a, darn it,
Independent?
No, the other one.
Oh.
Libertarian.
Really?
He's talking about...
Yeah, that's right. He was trying to get the Libertarian nomination.
Well, the Libertarians are looking at him like, oh, you're available? So, and they are on the ballot in all 50 states.
Yeah.
So he could be a viable spoiler for either Biden or Trump. A lot of experts are saying that Biden will suffer the most if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on all 50 states on the ballot.
Yeah, he's essentially a liberal.
Well, I think it comes down to the independent voter, like myself. Are you going to vote for Biden or are you going to vote for Trump? Well, independent voters won't generally vote for Trump, in my opinion. It's one of those things.
Yeah, it's not a monolithic.
There's only one.
Since it's a not party.
There's only one way, and I heard this option yesterday as a running mate for Trump, that I might consider again voting, because I voted for him twice.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders as a running
mate. Yeah, but you.
Holy cow.
I guess, I don't know if they have a resign to run law in Arkansas.
Who cares? They'll name a Republican governor anyway, right? Isn't that how it works?
Or I don't know.
I don't know how Arkansas law works. Like Nevada law, it would be the lieutenant governor takes over. Arizona, it would be the secretary of state.
Right. They've got some line of secession, but I don't know what that is.
Right, right, right.
But she's doing a good job as governor of Arkansas.
But I thought, wow, and she could defend herself.
You
know, like Sarah Palin could not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would be a fantastic.
Yeah, she's fast on her feet. So.
Oh man, Huckabee. Yeah.
Yeah, she's president material, I think.
Oh yes, for sure. Anyway, she handled that press room like nobody's business. You know what I mean?
Right.
When she was press secretary.
Right.
So anyway, what do we want to talk about first? Is you said driver's license bill?
Yeah.
What is this?
Sheesh. So I don't know, a legislator who will remain unnamed has sponsored a bill. And what this bill does is...
Is he in our district?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
But it's in a response to a tragic accident with teenagers that happened in Kingman.
Oh.
So what this bill does is adds additional 4 hours of video training to get your driver's license and some other stuff. But if you look at it, it's because the mom came down and testified. The kid just got sentenced to manslaughter. I think he got 3 to 18 was his plea. Well, he took a plea.
So what does the bill do? A mandatory sentence?
No, it mandatorily sentences all the other kids to go to 4 hours of video training for their driver's license for this guy's bad behavior. Let me tell you what happened.
So it's penalizing kids that have that haven't committed bad behavior yet, but it's penalizing, and then they have to pay for this training?
You gotta, well, unless you're low income, then you get it for free.
Wait a minute, is this a revenue generator for the state?
I don't know if it is or
isn't. I bet it is.
But apparently, there's a 4-hour video or online training class that you have to take. If you're low income, apparently it's gonna be free. If folks pay their own way, then you have to pay.
So it is a revenue generator.
But let me tell you,
they're already making exceptions.
Yeah, so what happened? The 16-year-old kid smoked some weed.
Okay.
He's driving a 2020 Dodge Charger Scat Pack wide body.
Whoa.
They estimate he loads. Four of his buddies, two teenage girls, two other guys, and himself in this car, which violates the graduated driver's license law. When I was the transportation chairman in the Senate, I passed a law that said that you can't load for the first 6 months that you have your driver's license. You cannot load the car full of your buddies.
Well, that's great in theory, but nobody told him and his buddies that.
It's in the guide.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Laws
are laws. They don't really do much at the moment.
And in this
truth.
Case, I would agree with you. So they estimated that his speed was between 130 and 150 miles an hour when he lost control of the vehicle, slammed into a utility pole at 110 miles, killed the two girls, put the two guys in the hospital, and I don't know if he ended up in the hospital. I'm assuming he did, too. But so in response for this, Then the bill says that you're going to have an additional 4 hours of training. There is no government bill that will make people make good decisions.
Exactly. That's what I was just saying. That's exactly what I meant.
So they're unless you're going to send them to Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving.
Right. For practical experience.
Yeah, for driving at 150 yes. miles an hour on a street that you should never do anyway.
Right.
So you have a sequence of poor decisions. The guy smoking weed, he had weed in his marijuana in his bloodstream. He violated the graduated driver's license by putting all those kids. The state law says you can have one of your buddies in the car with you. If you can put as many of your siblings in there as you want. Because we didn't want to limit it that you go take the family truckster and go pick up your brothers and sisters from wherever the heck they happen to be. But because of this, so rather than this in just telling this woman that I'm sorry that this happened and I'm sorry that those kids are dead and I'm sorry that you feel bad that your son's in prison now and ruined his life, I'm not running your stupid bill. Because it's not going to do anything. You've been having these kind of incidents ever since they've had cars, and I don't think any amount of training is going to do it. I grew up in California. The California had driver's training in the classroom.
So did we.
So in Arizona does not. But so in the ninth grade they gave us the classroom portion of that, and then you had to wait for the road portion. Well, typical, since we've been broke since the dawn of time, according to the school officials, they weren't going to get around to giving me driver's training until I was 17, which to me was unacceptable. I was working, so I hired my own driving instructor to give that to me. So he gave me my 20 hours of road
right.
stuff and took me to the DMV in California and got my driver's license.
Well, for us in the early 80s, it was get the driver's training, get the certificate, get the discount on your insurance, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. We had simulators. I don't know if you did as well. They looked like washing machines. And they ran a film reel.
We had nothing that high tech in the 1970s.
The one thing about driver's training that really stuck with me personally was the tailgating aspect.
Oh, yeah?
I despise tailgaters. I do not tailgate. When I come to a stoplight, I can always see the bottom of the person's tires in front of me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's that distance thing.
Sure.
That's what keeps you out of harm's way. And it really helped when I started riding a motorcycle. You know, and then now, but the problem is my motorcycle habits have gone on to my cage habits, driving a car.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call a cage.
Okay.
In that I want to be out in front of the traffic.
Sure.
Because if you're in the traffic on a motorcycle, your chances of getting injured are a lot greater than if you're in front of the traffic. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why you see motorcycle riders weaving in.
Right, and
traffic,
we also let them
you want
split.
To get out front.
We let them split. Traffic at a stoplight to go up to the front.
I don't
so
like
you're not
that's called white lining.
Two.
I don't like that, but that's
at
that's
least
a
it
whole
gets you out of the squeeze.
Yeah,
the
it's a whole
other
thing.
Cars area.
But then there's that that jokester that opens his door as you're splitting lanes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if online training. I mean, come on, didn't we learn anything from hybrid education and putting kids online in the classroom? They don't pay attention.
Yeah, no, it's just the response to
you let it run for four hours.
The legislator had a constituent that came into his office and was pleading for this bill. So, you know, instead of telling her no, that's not the solution.
Yeah, I
he runs the bill, and this is the upside of the bicameral legislature.
Yeah.
So you have a House and you have a Senate. So a lot of times you can get a bill out of your own body if you're a senator.
Sure.
You can get a bill out of there because the senators are your buddies, and then it goes over to the House, and they use rational thinking and kill it. So hopefully in this case, if this bill gets out of the House, then it will, when it gets over to the Senate, they'll kill it because you're just adding another layer of bureaucracy.
I understand the knee-jerk legislation more than anybody maybe in this room because I have a niece that died in a rollover.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't belted in. And she was sleeping in the back seat of a car,
sure.
going 80 miles an hour down the road that goes from Vegas to Reno.
Uh-huh.
And her friend was driving and was posting on social media at the same time, ended up overcorrecting, rolling the vehicle, but my niece died at the scene. Well, my brother crusaded for primary seatbelt law.
Okay.
In other words, you could get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. The compromise in the Nevada legislature was the hands-free, what's it called? The distracted driving law that's going on, that's in place now.
Okay.
It was because of my brother, Brian Lavoie, that helped get that passed. But what they really wanted was the primary seatbelt law. It's a secondary law now.
Sure.
If you get pulled over, you're not wearing your seatbelt, you can get cited. But what they wanted is if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you could get cited just for that.
Right, and Arizona is the same way.
But
it's a secondary offense.
I completely understand if that Kingman family is listening, the knee-jerk legislation. I totally get it. But I'm just not sure that's a practical way to do it.
Yeah, and from my own experience, when I was 16, my dad had told me that if I stayed off of dope, he would buy me a car.
Well,
so the car I wanted was a Hemi Roadrunner.
So how long did you stay off dope?
Yeah.
That's
long enough
joke,
to get a
right?
car at least.
Exactly, exactly.
So I said, tell my dad I wanted a Hemi Roadrunner. And he goes, I'm not getting you a Hemi Roadrunner.
I don't blame him.
Because he had been a reserve cop and had chased Beach Boulevard. Is like Highway 39 runs from the mountains to the ocean in Southern California.
It's too much car for a young driver.
They had, exactly. And they had chased some guy doing like 140, blowing red lights. And he goes, so I ended up with a Camaro, which I then packed full of my friends and crashed into a Peterbilt truck.
In Whittier?
No, this was in Garden Grove.
Okay, close enough.
Wasn't very fast when I hit it, but it's the same thing. You pack a bunch of kids in the car and whatnot.
Right.
And I had all those things that I had government-sponsored driver's education. I had them mandated with my own professional driving instructor, but bad judgment still occurred.
Right, right. All right, so he's all about law and order. That's why I play beer for my horses, right?
Horses can do whatever they want.
Well, this is true. Speak Out will continue in a moment. We have District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould and Vinny Gould in the house. Future supervisor, possibly. Just don't run against your grandfather, all right? That's kind of a bad thing. All right, give us a call if you have a question, a concern, a comment for Supervisor Gould,
928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. We had a call off the air we'll get to in a moment, but we've got our official billboard reader in the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. Vinny Gould, right? Tell us who Speak Out is brought to you in part by
Mojave Mortgage, Bradley Chevrolet, and Bradley Ford Patio Paradise. Just Meats. Could jaw all the cuts all the time. Locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City.
That's right, it's
and
Just Meats.
Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. You should ask about their superior maintenance plan.
Okay.
And Blondie's Steakhouse. 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills.
Right.
Just beginning. They also feature the Prius, an all-veggie sandwich.
What do you think about that? They call their all-veggie sandwich a Prius. Is that appropriate?
I don't know. Prius is just all electric.
He's like, I don't know.
It's either that or the Subaru one.
Prius is a hybrid. I don't know that, you know, Toyota is a leader in hydrogen technology right now. I don't know if you knew that, Ron. They have a hydrogen-powered vehicle where you can actually take a four-cycle combustion engine, right? You put this converter in front of the motor, like not in front. I'm talking about where the hydrogen source, the tank is. It goes through a converter, and it cools that hydrogen enough to use in an internal combustion engine. Toyota's the leader in that right now. So, but nobody can figure out how to make money off of hydrogen because it's the most plentiful element in the universe.
I don't know that it's cracking the water to make the hydrogen, though, is it?
I don't know.
Using hydrogen from another
I don't know.
Source.
Supposedly, the byproduct of hydrogen combustion is water. So that's what Toyota's working on. And I can't remember the name of the vehicle. It's the Mirai or something like that.
It's going to come up on the Planning and Zoning, County Planning and Zoning Commission in the near future.
Do we want to talk about the phone call first?
You could, but we're talking about hydrogen right now.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
There's some salt caves up north of Kingman, and they want to hollow out these salt caves to store hydrogen in these salt caves.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of interesting, but I don't know that I want to be that near a giant cavern full of hydrogen.
It's not combustible like that. It's not like it's like the difference between uranium and plutonium. When you're talking about combustible hydrogen, you're talking about hydrogen bomb, I take it, right? When you store it, I don't think it is combustible like that.
It burns.
Well, it burns.
No, I realize it's not going to set up
so
a nuclear reaction.
And we
that
so does gasoline, and right. We store gasoline. I'm talking about an H-bomb.
Right.
There used to be an A-bomb and an H-bomb.
Right.
Right.
That's still the...
not enriched hydrogen. Like enriched plutonium. That's weapons grade.
Right, but that's a different... It's...
Apples and oranges?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we got a call off the air about the driver's license bill... having the about the instruction, the 4 hours of video instruction before you get your driver's license for all those kids that want to be good drivers. And the caller asked, where does the money go?
I just took a quick look at the bill, and there's a fee to the provider that goes to the provider, and there's a fee.
What's a provider?
The driving school that's going to give you the video class.
Okay, so there's going to be different schools. This is going to create a whole new industry.
Right.
All right.
And then it said there was a fee by the director of MVD that was going to MVD.
Last fee we got from them was $32.
Right. It doesn't say where the money, it doesn't earmark where, at least from my quick review, where the money would actually be going.
So that was great.
Maybe it'll go to some chairs.
That was great.
MVD.
That was great that we got a phone call off the air.
Sure.
So if I can get on my soapbox for a second, the reason why you didn't hear Speak Out yesterday, Brian Springberg canceled. And I thought, well, we haven't had a phone call all week anyway, so why even have a show? So I didn't even try to find a replacement for Brian Springberg. He canceled on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I had plenty of time to find a replacement. But, folks, if you're not going to call in, then I think you're not listening.
At least we know the phone line.
Hey, this is my soapbox. But so thank you so much for calling in to that caller, that listener, and asking that question. She didn't really have the coverage on her cell phone to go on the air consistently. She thought we might lose her. So that's why we talked about it without her being on the air. So that's fine too. Let's talk about Mojave Electric. This has been the last 2 months now. And now they're running.
Since December.
Now they're running it's a little public service thing talking about the peaker plant that Mojave Electric says needs to be built compensate for the load on the system, on the electric utility. But I don't think Mojave Electric's building that plant. I think it's being built by EPCO, which is the Arizona Electric
Co-op Association.
Power Co-op.
Yeah.
There's an EPCO plant in southeast Arizona.
Right.
And that's where, that's a major provider of Mojave Electric's electricity.
Right.
So anyway, I think EPCO, if you want to split hairs, that's who's building the peaker plant. So what's the latest right now on that issue?
But yet it wasn't them that came and made application to the Board of Supervisors.
No, but they were at the public forum
right.
that you were at in the front row with your feet all stretched out in the paper.
No, they weren't. That was a private forum in a guy's garage.
Oh, okay.
That was Mac McKeever's.
Oh, that was a different
Mac McKeever's garage where I'm all laid out in my rodeo clown boots.
Did you go to the MEC forum, though?
I did.
Okay.
I was in the back of that. That was the chairman, the CEO of that EPCOR.
And what did you glean from that?
That he was didn't know the shenanigans that MCC had or M
EC
EC had pulled at the Board of Supervisor meeting by like running their own employees through and contractors through as if they were citizens that were in favor of the project.
I got you.
And some other stuff like that. But yeah, I believe that it's a member run thing, so they're interconnected.
Okay, so
the other thing is that it's no longer limited to what we gleaned from that meeting was that it's not limited to the two peakers that they spoke of, and that they will be selling power outside of the Bullhead City and Kingman area to their, first to their other members and then on the spot market. And that if they close, that they've got a coal-fired plant down in Cochise County also that's probably going to get shut down. So they're going to want to put more peakers at that location, the location that's 1,200 feet from people's homes. They came up, they have a option B location is another parcel, and that when they go to that, it just puts it closer to some other houses. The best place for it would be the substation that's out by the landfill. The landfill land has already been devalued because nobody wants to live by the landfill, and they already have a substation out there. It would cost them another $5 million to run the utilities out there, but it's a small percentage of a $100 million project. And you think about the 9 to 13% devaluation of those 6,500 homes that are in that immediate area, I think that would be money well spent.
Okay.
So we'll see whether or not that materializes.
All right, excellent.
But these are not a conventional natural gas-fired power plant. It's a jet engine peaker, you know, which is essentially a jetliner jet engine that spins a turbine that's fired on natural gas.
Okay. Is it as loud as a jet engine peaker?
My daughter, they put them in down by her house when she lived in Glendale.
Was it natural gas, though?
Same thing.
Okay.
Half a mile away, she said you could hear them in the shower.
Does this look like a power plant, or is it smaller?
It's smaller, because the point of these things is you can fire them up in 10 minutes.
I see.
So that why they call them peakers is you go out and turn the key, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when you need that power, and then you can shut it back down.
Yeah, sure. I got you.
But it was interesting, and Mac McKeever's one of the residents there, and I think they were saying it was going to be 48 decibels in your backyard. So he set up a little – he had a meeting with some people from MEC and APCO, and he set up a little Honda generator. And so it would be – and had the decibel meter on his phone so that when he started that generator, it would be at that whatever 45, 48 decibels. And the person from APCO thought that was pretty noisy. And he wouldn't want that in his backyard.
Especially a quarter mile
right from
your house.
Yeah, that was what they were saying would be the noise level at those homes
there. Oh, okay. We do have a phone call. I'll push the break off for just a couple minutes. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Oh, is that me?
That is you.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi.
You know what I don't know if it'd help anything. I'm up in Kingman at Long Mountain Ranch,
okay.
And you know they've been arguing back and forth about the water and all the things that they planted back here in the valley behind us. It's a ranch, and you know about 6 years ago they'd talked about solar, putting it in there, and they were having a meeting, and the land was owned by Mr. Lingenfelter. He passed away. And that valley, I'd heard on the radio, like last night or something, that someone down there in the government wants to finally cut their water off. They put like hundreds of either almonds, pecans, or something over there. I ask everybody, but no one ever seems to know. But I mean, I saw when they planted them about 5 years ago.
Sir, do you have a question?
Yeah, why couldn't they put solar back there? Because it's this is a valley, and it's huge. And, I mean, that would pick up a lot of extra electricity for everybody.
Huh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. They're putting solar
everywhere. Are you talking about up by Valley Vista?
Well, yeah, we're in between, correct. We're before Valley Vista, and they always call it Mojave Valley, but I heard they call it something else also.
You mean the Walleye Basin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And it's huge, really.
Right.
You know, on the other side, Stockton Hill, they're building like probably 300-400 homes, and I've been all through them, and a lot of them are already occupied. And even over here, they're still building a few, you know, like you say, 50 to 75, nothing. But, you know, that extra power would help here and then anybody else that needed it.
Yeah, there's definitely a need for power, and we have plenty of space if you, to put solar panels. The big dodge with solar panels is they want to put vast amounts of solar panels across Mojave County and export the power to California. And I don't think that we want to be the power generator for California. We lose we lose the ability to recreate or run cattle or whatnot on that land.
Sure.
To generate power for someplace else. Right. Let California generate their own power.
All right. Caller, we got to go to break. Did you have anything else?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. And thanks for the phone call. Restores my faith in the listeners. Two phone calls today. One off the air, one on the air. That was great. I appreciate that. No more soapbox.
There you go.
I guess, you know, what is it TR used to say? Speak loudly and or speak quietly, carry a big stick, or loudly.
I don't know. You'd have to look it up.
Yeah. And I watched a really good documentary on him as well. It was called The Roosevelts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was on PBS, and I know PBS is like verboten in your house, but you can glean some pretty good information. That's like the third time
I like
glean.
Frontline.
That's the third time glean has been used on this show today.
Jackpot.
I love Frontline. It's a great show. When there's no agenda.
No, I like to listen to everything and just, I got weed out. Everybody's got an agenda. It's up to you and me to weed it out.
I just have something against Frontline using the word insurrection.
I haven't watched them in a long
time. That I don't like. All right, back with more in a moment. A little Luke Combs. This one's for the troops. We'll be back with more on Speak Out in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould and Vinny Gould. Back with more in a moment. It's going to take me far away. But there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Or I'll empty hug my neck. I don't know if you know who Luke Combs is.
Yeah.
The guy who sings that. I saw him on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about when he sings this song in concert, and the people that are family, their families and kids of veterans that have died, and they're just standing in front, just bawling their eyes out.
Wow.
It's really gratifying, though. It's like tears of happiness because when he sings this song, you know. But that's why I dedicate it to the veterans. If you really listen to the message in that song, it's perfect for veterans.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Vinny. Take it away.
The Chair, the house of dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. The fantastic view of the London Bridge. Show on over to The Chair.
That's it.
Springburg Wealth Management, Mojave Community College, and SunPower by Esme Electric with and Sam's Guns. .com.
Yeah, you know Sam, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone shooting with him?
Mm.
No? Not yet? He will, right?
Someday.
Yeah.
Probably. And then Doritos, or Doritas.
Nice. That's okay.
Doritas Place.
You're doing fine.
Providing Havasu with an all-natural dog and cat food thing.
Thanks.
All-natural dog and cat
all
food.
All-natural dog and cat
toys.
Food. Right.
ASN's 2006.
Your grandma's going to call up and mock you for misstating words.
Nah, he's doing fine. You got to start somewhere. Anyway, I need my list back, by the way. So, and speaking of pet food, and I told my guitar player this because he's we call him Raptor Man now because he raises chickens.
Oh yeah,
chickens are like little dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah,
you know this, right? I think they're related in some way to dinosaurs. But I told him your cat food idea. Kind of tell listeners that have chickens. You don't really go to the feed store to buy chicken feed, do you?
No, I buy chicken feed also, but I feed supplement them with
Meow Mix?
Yeah, sunflower seeds and dry cat food.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Cat food is 30% protein.
Is it?
Their chicken, their layer feed is like 16, so when they're molting, they lose their feathers. So they need the protein to grow new feathers. So if you keep them, keep protein in them, they keep laying. Because otherwise they shift from making, from laying eggs to growing feathers.
I got
and
you.
And they really like it.
So I pulled up a video. I don't know how I came upon this. It was on my phone. And it's the, from the Charlie Kirk Show.
Sure.
And Charlie Kirk was talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the video is called Why Trump Supporters Should Vote for RFK Jr. Now, I'm not... I do support RFK. I like his ideas. I love the idea of banning pharmaceutical advertising in the first 15 minutes of his presidency. He said that.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah, he'll sign an executive order. We're the only country in the world that allows pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, to advertise.
I have some selected commercials I would like to not see.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But anyway, I wanted to play...
But this, I'm a free market guy. So.
I wanted to play this video for you. Because I know you know who Charlie Kirk is, and Charlie Kirk's a Trump supporter. And the main thing, folks, that I want to glean from this video, there's the word again, is that this is one person supporting Trump, one poor person supporting himself that's running for president, and they're having a civil conversation. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
You don't see that nowadays.
We can't even have a civil conversation amongst Republicans.
Well, we could have one, you and I,
yeah.
And I'm an independent voter now. So, all right, listen to this, folks, and we're going to play about 3 minutes and 18 seconds of it. So this is RFK telling Charlie Kirk why Trump supporters should vote for RFK Jr.
Do you look at yourself as running equally against Trump and Biden?
Yeah.
What would you say are the chief objections to both? If you were to say, since you're running against both, these are my objections to Trump, these are my objections to Biden.
Biden, I just don't think he is capable of governing the country. He can't do an unscripted conversation or encounter with a voter. Even the scripted ones are falling apart. So I don't think, you know, I don't even know if there's a sort of a coherent, you know, governing philosophy that he has that I would object to. I just think that there's a competency question at this point and that he needs to answer, which means he has to debate, which I don't think that they're capable of doing. With President Trump, my objection to him is that he had a chance. The biggest thing that I object to is the lockdowns. He locked down 3.3 million businesses in this country with no due process, with no just compensation, with no scientific citation. None of the processes of democracy, the things that you have to do to involve the public in momentous decisions like, I don't know, violated the Constitution, that shifted $3-4 trillion north in wealth. We created a billionaire a day during that 500-day, this new oligarchy of billionaires. That was a zero-sum wealth. It was just a shift in wealth upward from the beleaguered American middle class. And then there was a number of other decisions he made during that crisis moment of American history when you really want a president who can stand up to his bureaucracy and to ask questions and to go into the weeds and to have, you know, to stick by his instincts. He knew that hydroxychloroquine was going to work, and yet he got rolled by his bureaucrats again, and they, you know, they ended up denying access to it.
By the way, I would tend to agree as a Trump supporter, as you well know.
Yeah,
I would say that the lockdowns are probably the best argument against, you know, all what the 4 years that I would consider of a big success.
I would also say, yeah, appointing John Bolton to the head of the NSA.
Totally agree. John Bolton should be deported from the country. So I'm not a warmonger. But I want to zero in. Would you at least acknowledge that Trump had flares of instincts that were correct? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And he also, he did leave it more to the states than I think people would probably recognize. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's true. But let me say something during the Cuban Missile Crisis. My uncle was reluctant to invade Cuba. And there were 13 people on the ex-comp committee, which is the little committee of like Dean Acheson, Bob McNamara, all the, you know, top dogs, the joint chiefs who were all in on the huddle. They voted 8-6 for invasion. And my uncle said the sixes have it. So all of his guys, senior CIA people, were all telling him, you've got to go in. And my uncle said, okay, we're not going to do what you guys are telling me to do. So he was able to go deep into the issue and then stand up to his bureaucracy. And I think that that was something that President Trump was not able to do. He had very, very good instincts, as you say. But I don't think he had the discipline to be able to actually sit down and do the research himself that would allow him to stand up to people who, you know, who are the authorities.
What's your pitch? That's quite a conversation.
Yeah, but they're blaming lockdowns on President Trump. It's the state governors that locked the states down. Trump had no authority to lock down states.
That's
very true.
It was
the state governors and the boards of supervisors that did it. So that's unjust to blame that on Trump.
Well, I tell you what I would blame on Biden as far as the pandemic goes, the mandatory vaccinations.
Right.
I just think, wow, how do you tell people you have to get vaccinated?
Because they believe that you belong to the state.
No, I think it all comes down, Ron, to money. I think it comes down to big pharma was running things after the vaccines were developed, or the alleged vaccines, as some people would say.
Right.
I think it has a lot to do with money and stockholders.
Oh, it always boils down to money.
How much COVID money went to Big Pharma?
Oh, I don't know. They got a bail. You know, how much money did they get paid? You know, they footed the bill for the research.
Okay.
Initially, so they didn't even have to lay out any money for the research, and then
right.
You have millions of doses of the vaccine.
They got paid on the back end.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay, so my question is, I was going to discuss this with you, but we really didn't have time beforehand, so I'll just throw it at you. Okay, you have somebody like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who will probably be, if he's the Libertarian candidate, a spoiler, for sure, in all 50 states, probably benefiting Trump.
Right.
Trump becomes president again. You have somebody like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. who can serve in an administration. Where would you put him? I know where I would put him.
In the Trump administration?
I know where I would put him after hearing that interview with Joe Rogan. I would make him the head of the NIH. He does a lot of reading and a lot of research.
Yeah, but
he's very smart when it comes to vaccines.
How does he end up on the cabinet?
I'm not saying he ends up on the cabinet. You can appoint anybody you want to a cabinet position.
He's not going
to
end up in a cabinet position.
It doesn't have to be. He could be a surgeon general. He could be the head of the National Institutes of Health. He could be whatever Trump wants him to be. Wouldn't you want to use a mind like that in your administration?
I don't know.
I would.
The guy's a liberal. If you look at his positions,
some of his positions are liberal.
Yeah,
and
I listened to his book, and it's incredibly annoying.
Mm-hmm. His voice is annoying.
It's not him.
I'll give you that.
It's not him.
Oh,
he hired a voice actor to do it, and it's the most boring voice actor on the planet.
Oh, okay.
It's like, who is?
How is that his fault?
He hired the guy.
Oh, he did.
Or the publisher
did.
But it is, and Roger listened to it too. And it's like you're just
Roger Galloway,
yeah,
uh-huh.
And you're just suffering through this. There's a lot of interesting information, and most of it was about Fauci and the, not the COVID, but the AIDS.
Fauci and Dr. Gallo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Robert Gallo.
Yeah, it's just awful to listen to because of the poor voice actor quality.
We have a call. We have about a minute for this call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, thank you. This is Sonny. I just want to say, you know who, one person is not a very boring speaker on today's segment is Vinny. Did a great job.
thank you.
On the break.
Wow.
And he's got a great voice. The next time when he grows up, he could outdo his grandpa on the Senate floor.
Nice, nice. Sonny, great to hear from you. I got to get you booked on a future show, by the way.
Yeah, one of these days. It's very rare to even get home nowadays, but yeah.
I understand.
We'll do. So, I just want to give a shout-out to Vinny. He did a great job.
All right. Hey, improve your net. Hire a vet.
Hire a vet. Exactly.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate
it. Thanks,
Sonny. So, yeah, my reluctance to voting for RFK or him being president, especially for 8 years, is having to listen to him.
Yeah, it's
he has a tough voice
to
listen to.
Yeah, it's tough to listen to. It's because you're sympathizing with the guy because it feels like it hurts when he talks.
But you're not voting for the voice. You're voting for the ideas, the leadership is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? So,
you know, I think the guy's right on vaccine issues, but I don't know that he's right on the other thing. And I'm not really even sure that he's a libertarian, to tell you the truth.
Can the person in charge of the CDC be canned?
I think they can fire anybody they want.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Theoretically, you want somebody I guess he's probably self-educated, but you want somebody that, you don't want a bureaucrat. You want somebody that has a knowledge of the subject.
Right. Anyway, thanks for joining us today.
No,
we appreciate it. As always, Vinny, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you too. You gave my voice a little bit of a rest anyway. right? Work on that Peter Brady thing, by the way. Right? Show him the Peter Brady episode when he loses his voice. Yeah, when his voice is cracking. It's kind of cool.
I think his cousin, he's got a... His cousin's
worse.
Cousin Oliver, my oldest grandchild, it's doing it worse than Vinny is. He's a year older than Vinny.
He'll just go, oh, man, I have to... She would.
All right. Thanks, Vinny. We appreciate the comedy. All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. Ron, thanks for joining us. All right. We'll be right back.
Boy, I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
All right, folks, I just want everybody to have a great weekend. 75 degrees, sunny skies by tomorrow. Should be a great chowder fest. A really good art by the lake going on, the Havasu Art Guild. I'll be down there. And a week from today in Parker is the Veteran Stand Down. We talked about it earlier this week, presented by the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council of Mojave County and the Regional Center for Border Health. And that's at VFW Post 7061 in Parker, on Hopi Avenue, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you're going to want to call 928-323-4401 for more information. All right, coming up next, it's Speak Out 2.0. We'll have TWN Communications and Tanya Worth. She's become a really good regular lately from the Laughlin Library. And that number, 234-343-1065. Remember, Speak Out 2.0 moves to 10 a.m. on Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.